welcome to the Cosmic Lounge. Today we're going to explore how to respond to our environment that can be very triggering, especially in view of the latest events globally that maybe some of you have been exposed to, maybe personally, but also through just the media and how it has been shared to us, and as well as experiences that are more personal, individual, that you have or your loved ones have been experiencing themselves. And it is so natural for the human mind, for the ego that is unprepared, that is not trained, to react to all of what is experienced outside, and for us to go into defense mode, right? The difference between a mind that has been trained, that is elevated, that has more access to a higher level of consciousness, the reaction will be transformed into a response. What that means is that it won't change the fact. It won't change what has happened. What will change is our capacity to move through it, lower the stress response as well, which we know as an effect on our physical body, right? So how do we move from reaction to response? Well, this is the whole premises of elevating consciousness, is moving towards a perception that in which all events have their space to exist. And I know that I'm going to ask you to move beyond what is acceptable, what you have accepted is acceptable at this point in your life, and really stretch. It's really a morning routine or evening routine if this is where you're stretching, but it is really the stretching of the mind, the stretching of your belief system. It is really about opening our conscious understanding of what the world is at this time and what we've accepted collectively as a common agreement on what life is, and move into the possibility that is closer to what I call oneness, you know, this point of unity, this 5D reality, where when our understanding fails at bringing the response, the answers to the unacceptable, right, then by default, we're going to react. Well, in order to mend this, to create a bridge to not react but respond, we're going to have to stretch out our mind to create a new space where the lack of understanding, an experience that cannot be explained according to who we are individually, must find a placeholder, so to speak. So, you know, I imagine it as on my desktop, on my computer, I have a folder that I created and I named Don't Understand Yet, or Question Mark, or I Don't Know Yet. And it allows me to put this event or this situation, these circumstances, in a form of order that is not yet fully activated, because it's factored into my greatest life or my full understanding, my sense of order, but it has a semi-orderly space because of this folder. What that does is that it stretches out my capacity to no longer react, because the reaction is coming from the perception of chaos that the ego will need to defend in order for it to feel safe. And this sense of safety is what we're looking at when we are moving or working towards moving from reaction to response. The idea is, how can I feel safe no matter what the outside environment is bringing me? Safe means physically safe, but it can also be, and most of you are listening to this to this podcast today, it's more probably for an emotional response, or an emotional safety response that we are working towards here. It's how can I, no matter what happens outside of me, how can I feel systematically safe so that I can respond to my environment and not use obsolete past reaction to still deal with my today's event. Hence, you know, this is what happened when we're reacting to something that we are looking at in this moment of now. And the reaction is not necessarily towards what the moment or the situation is in the here and now. It is a response, that a reaction that has been created long time ago that is just coming back for us to look at it. And the response is a past self that is still vibrating with the same safe, the same sense of lack of safety, and that we are looking at transforming. Remember that each experience that is providing us a lack of understanding or reaction, chaos, is an opportunity to elevate, to evolve. And our capacity to do this comes from not reacting to start with when that very event comes up. The likelihood is when we do react because we're going into fear and we do not have created the space between looking at that fear perception and being an observer only of the fear, but we're becoming the fear itself, then we're going to act like fear does, which is running away or attack. It's just one or the other. So the work of evolving our own individual consciousness, which, by the way, will be evolving the collective consciousness, is to learn to create this space between what we are seeing, what we are looking at, what we're seeing, and how we are going to define ourselves in relationship to that event. Right? So this is not an easy journey. It's a very simple journey because it is really about observing. Observing means that we are taking the time to look at what is instead of already judging or projecting something that we think it is. Right? This practice is like creating the and reinforcing a new muscle in our mind. It is the muscle that has way more flexibility with the experiences that are coming our way and are not robotic, like we are not AI, and the power of the human being is to actually have that neuroplasticity to expand our capacity to look at the paradigms and really recreate with the needs in the moment a solution to the event, the situation, the circumstances that we are embodied in and experiencing in this moment. So what are you reacting to? What is the fear that makes you takes you out of your equilibrium context? What is it that you are inviting yourself to change, transform, because fear is just no longer good enough? Well, why does it matter so much for me today to speak about this? It's because I have, in the past couple of weeks, have many conversations about the experiences that obviously is happening globally in the world, which are not new when you're looking at the history of humanity. War is a natural response. It's a reaction to something that makes us feel out of place, chaotic. And I'm not justifying one way or another. I'm not saying that this is not at time the response that unfortunately is the most appropriate or adequate. I am looking more at when I live here, where I live, and I'm looking at something that is happening thousands and thousands of miles away, what can I do really, which will bring me back into a form of when I say control, it's not necessarily control, but it's more literally a sense of management of the environment, is that I can look at this experience as a mirror, looking inside of me at where are the wars still existing within myself. This is the only true power I have in this moment to affect what is happening outside of me. You've heard of the butterfly effect, right? This phenomenon is that something that is happening on the other side of the earth is actually affecting me here. And the idea is, if that is true, then the opposite is true too. Means that whatever is happening in my control will affect the outcome of what's happening on the outside. So what can I do is really at this point, I can look inside myself and start bridging all the separations that exist, that I am experiencing here and now. These are two aspects of myself that are at war. That is the belief system that makes me feel out of my sense of safety and my sense of belonging, which are the main grounding, rooting energy that I need, that we need in order for us to feel safe going in the world, into this uncharted territory, in this unknown universe. How do I feel safe to go out there and meet people I've never met before? It's because I am safe with myself. I don't need other people to make me feel safe. I am safe, and because I am, I can go open myself to others because they cannot attain me unless I give them my power. Right? So what I'm inviting you to do today is that if you are feeling somewhat reactive to anything outside of yourself right now, whether it is close to home or further away from your personal life, your individual life, around like your ordinary life, I'm inviting you to actually look at what is triggering you really and become accountable for this reaction, for this emotional reaction. It is yours. This emotional reaction to which you are taking action that may be, you know, inevitably unchangeable, something, a decision you're going to make today to control something that you're fearing, then that can be non-reversible, irreversible. It can be something you cannot take back. So when you're looking at mending, bridging all the pieces within yourself that do not make sense, that are actually unacceptable because you are choosing to say yes to something that you feel no. Because between your thinker and your feeler, you have some kind of war. I feel that I want to do this, but I think I should not. This is a war right there, living in the middle of your own being. How do you address it? Do you create a diplomatic space and then you can have these two aspects of you talking to one another? Or are you just shutting off one aspect of you and just compromising yourself? War is declared between the two of you. And that will have an effect on your own mental state, your emotional state, and your physical state. And that can only be transformed by the sense of self-awareness we're bringing to ourselves, to who we are, to what we are accepting, to what we are saying yes to, and the capacity that we have to transform every single one of these accepting belief, emotions, and narrative we have about ourselves and life itself. So today it's really a call for responsibility and accountability. Is that when I don't feel safe in my own skin, what do I do to actually transform that? Am I asking the world to change for me to feel safe? Or am I looking within myself to ground into safety and re-blossom from that sense of safety itself? So if you don't feel safe, if you're realizing that you have spaces within your own life, in some dimension in your life that don't feel safe, that you're feeling unstable, that you're feeling more worry, doubt, and confusion, please reach out to someone who can guide you back into your own order, back into your own serenity. It is right here inside of you. And you know somebody who can help you get back to this. Sometimes it is just somebody in your home, in your own family. Sometimes it is a professional that you need to look out to and reach out to and just say, please, I need help here because I don't know where to go anymore. Feeling lost is not a problem. But feeling lost and hiding it behind walls of pride is very dangerous because what you're feeling is still lost. So I'm inviting you to reach out to somebody you can trust who can take you back to this sense of balance, to guide you into seeing with clarity what is it that really you are looking at and that is not coming to unbalance you, to take you out of your strength. But more so, it's an opportunity for you to actually reach a greater level of strength. But somehow, you're going to need to find a way through. And this is what I offer you. If this is something that you're experiencing right now, please reach out to me and ask. You can find me on Facebook, of course, and social media like Instagram at Aline Henley. But you can also reach out to me directly on email at aline@alinehenley.com. On that note, I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you for a next Cosmic Lounge episode next week. Have a great day. Bye.